It is hot out there, so we're going to find some time to play the puzzle. Joining us is Will Shortz. He's puzzle editor of the New York Times and puzzle master of Weekend Edition. Hey there, Will.
Good morning, Aisha. Welcome back.
Thank you so much. Will, would you please remind us of last week's challenge?
Yes, it came from listener Shrinidhi Ray of Pleasanton, California. I said, think of two parts of the human body that start with the same letter of the alphabet. Drop one instance of this letter, then rearrange the remaining letters to name a third part of the human body which isn't near the first two. Well, the first two are neck and nape, which are on the upper part of the body. Drop one of the ends and rearrange what remains. You get kneecap, which is in the lower part of the body.
Okay, there were about 300 correct entries, so that was a little tough for you guys out there. And this week's winner is Hal Babcock of Cedar Springs, Michigan. Congratulations, Hal.
Well, thank you, Aisha. Thank you.
So, Hal, how long have you been playing the puzzle?
Oh, over 20 years.
Oh, wow. Okay. And this is your first time winning?
Absolutely.
Okay. Well, we're excited that you stuck with it. Are we getting into cherry season there in Michigan?
In the northern part up by Traverse City, there's cherries up there.
Oh, okay. Okay, that's great. Well, Hal, are you ready to play the puzzle?
Yes, I am.
Okay, take it away, Will.
All right, Hal and Aisha. Summer officially started this past week, and traditionally summer is known for movie going, so today I brought a movie puzzle. Every answer is a well-known film with a two-word title. I'll give you rhymes for the two words, you name the films. For example, if I said Bad Cracks, you would say Mad Max, because bad rhymes with mad and cracks rhymes with Max. And if the title starts with the article A or the, you just ignore that. Here's number one, car doors.
Car doors.
One of the highest grossing movies of all time.
Star Wars.
Star Wars, you got it. Sing song.
Sing song?
Yeah. This is a classic movie from the 1930s that's been remade since then.
Aisha.
I know, I'm trying to think. It's not ping pong. Let me think.
Oh, think of a giant gorilla.
King Kong.
Yeah.
King Kong, you got it. Blinding chemo.
Finding Nemo.
You got it. Mean look.
Mean look.
Yeah. This won the Best Picture Oscar a few years ago.
Mean look.
It was about a black musician touring the South.
Yes. Do you know this one, Hal? I think it's Green Book.
Green Book, yeah. Love that movie.
Never heard of it.
Okay.
Cider Can.
Cider Can?
It's a superhero movie.
Oh, boy. That's not my...
Oh, you know this one, though. Everybody knows this.
Yeah. He swings around.
Oh, Spider-Man.
Spider-Man. Knew you knew it. How about The Mayan Spring?
Mayan Spring.
It's a musical, also the name of a long-running show on Broadway.
Mayan Spring.
Mayan rhymes with an animal, if that helps.
Lion
King.
The Lion King is right. Bedding Slashers.
Bedding Slashers. Smashers.
Wedding.
Wedding Smashers?
Nope. I think you know this one, Aisha. Go ahead.
Yeah, Wedding Crashers.
Oh, okay.
And here's your last one. The Things Reach. The Things Reach. Again, this won the Academy Award for Best Picture a few years ago.
The King's Speech.
The King's Speech. You got it.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, my goodness. It's tougher than it seems, right?
Oh, especially because we don't do a lot of current movies.
You did a really great job, Hal.
Well, thank you. We had a lot of help from you.
Well, how do you feel?
Much more relaxed than I was 15 minutes ago.
Well, I'm glad you did an awesome job for playing our puzzle today. You'll get a Weekend Edition lapel pin as well as puzzle books and games. You can read all about it at npr.org/puzzle. And Hal, what member station do you listen to?
WGVU-FM in Grand Rapids, Michigan.
That's Hal Babcock of Cedar Springs, Michigan. Thanks so much for playing the puzzle.
Well, thank you so very much. And thank you, Will.
Okay, Will. So what's next week's challenge?
Yes, it comes from listener Laura Cosma of South River, New Jersey. Name a famous film actor of the past. 4 letters in the first name, 6 letters in the last. Swap the second and third letters of the first name to name a color. Then change the third letter of the last name to get another color. What actor is it? So again, a famous film actor of the past, 4, 6. Swap the second and third letters of the first name to get a color. Change the third letter of the last name to get another color. What actor is this?
When you have the answer, go to our website, npr.org/puzzle, and click on the Submit Your Answer link. Remember, just one entry, please. Our deadline for entries this week is Thursday, June 27th at 3 p.m. Eastern. Don't forget to include a phone number where we can reach you. If you're the winner, we'll give you a call. And if you pick up the phone, you'll get to play on the air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and puzzle master of Weekend Edition, Will Shortz. Thank you, Will.
Thanks a lot, Aisha.